The young man who put his hand down the pants of two teenagers at a Young Labour summer camp has been discharged without conviction. The 21-year-old stood trial in September after pleading not guilty to five charges of indecent assault in relation to four teenagers, two young men and two young women. But in a surprise move, he pleaded guilty 3 days into the trial to two amended charges of common assault. Katie Scotcher was at his sentencing.
Allegations of assaults at a Young Labour summer camp generated a political storm and intense media coverage when they broke in March last year. That media scrutiny was evident in court this morning. The press contingent outnumbered the lawyers, court staff and people sitting in the public gallery. One of the victims, who was 18 at the time of the summer camp, was there. Judge Russell Collins spoke to him directly.
If there's one wish that all judges could be granted that we'd ask for, it's totally unrealistic. We'll be able to put victims back into the position they were in their lives prior to the offending. And nothing that I'll say or do today diminishes the impact that this has had on you.
The victim was one of about 50 young people to attend the summer camp in Waihee last February. The three-day event was organised by the youth wing of the Labour Party, and the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, spoke at its opening on February 9th. On the night of Saturday, February 10th, a group of people got drunk after a quiz.
From the evidence that I heard and saw, it was evident that a lot of alcohol was consumed.
Judge Collins told the court people started to dance to music after the quiz.
At some point, Mr. was walking past one of the victims, and as he did so, he put his hand down that victim's pants, inside his underwear, grabbing his penis and testicles for around a second.
Judge Collins said the victim pulled away in shock. Later that night, a group of people gathered to take a photo in front of a sign displaying the Labour Party's campaign slogan, "Let's Do This." It was then, Judge Collins said, the man put his hand out and put it down the second victim's pants on top of his underwear.
The victim pushed Mr. hand away. A short time later, Mr. again reached out, put his hand inside the front of the victim's pants towards his genital, but not as so far as to reach his genitals. Again, the victim pushed his hand away.
Judge Collins said the young man apologised to the second victim, who was 16 at the time, for touching him the next morning, and apologised to the first victim later that day. He said the gravity of the young man's offending was low and wasn't for any sexual gratification.
Yes, it was highly offensive and would have been particularly so to the two victims. However, it was born out of drunken stupidity. That doesn't excuse it, and as a matter of law, his drunkenness isn't a mitigating factor.
Judge Collins said apart from his behaviour on the night of the offending, the 21-year-old is impressive and has succeeded well in life. He discharged the young man without conviction. He also declined to give the man permanent name suppression. His lawyer, Emma Priest, earlier argued her client would face a lifetime of Google searches if identified.
The highly political nature of the prosecution, in my submission, will mean that this case will continue to be linked to other political news for political reasons, and that's already been evident in respect of subsequent sexual allegations within the Labour Party.
However, the young man's name will remain unreported for now, as Ms. Priest indicated she would challenge that decision. When asked by reporters about the sentencing, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said she plans to meet with the victims and that work was underway to ensure the Labour Party is a safe place for young people. I tamaki makaurau mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi nei. Ko Katie Scott Turaho.